Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome back to our study on the Book of Job, which is entitled, Is God Guilty as Charged? As we have seen already, Elihu pointed out to Job that he had justified himself rather than God. But specifically, how is Elihu going to help Job realize the error of his ways? The first way is, Elihu charges Job with accusing God of acting unrighteously, which he then shows is impossible. We can see this line of reasoning in Job chapter 34 in verses 5 through 12. This is Job chapter 34 in verses 5 through 12. It reads, For Job has said, I am righteous. God has taken away my right. Notwithstanding my right, I am considered a liar. My wound is incurable, though I am without disobedience. What man is like Job who drinks scorn like water, who goes in company with the workers of iniquity and walks with wicked men? For Job has said, It profits me nothing if I should delight myself in God. Therefore listen to me, you men of understanding. Far be it from God that he should do wickedness. Far be it from the Almighty that he should commit iniquity. For he repays man's work and causes him to find according to his ways. Yes, surely, God will not do wickedly, neither will the Almighty pervert justice. So the first thing Elihu did was he charged Job with accusing God of acting unrighteously, which he then showed him was impossible. The second thing Elihu does is he extols the virtues of God. This is in chapter 34, and the first one is God's incontestable justice. This is the first virtue of God that Elihu extols. He extols God's incontestable justice. And we're not going to read the passages associated with this, but hopefully you'll take down notes so you can study this on your own. That's in verses 10 through 12. Again, we're in Job chapter 34. But this is in verses 10 through 12. Also, you can see the same thing in verse 17, in verse 19, and in verse 23. That's God's incontestable justice. Another virtue that Elihu extols is God's sovereign dominion. You can see that in verses 13 through 15. A third virtue is God's almighty power. That's in verse 20 and 24. And then God's omniscience means God is all-knowing. That's in verses 21 through 22 and also verse 25. And then God's severity against sinners. That's in verses 26 through 28. And then God's overruling providence. That's in verse 29 through 30. A third thing that Elihu does after he first scorns Job for accusing God of acting unrighteously and then extolling the virtues of God, the third thing Elihu does is he teaches Job how men should address God whenever they are in the midst of calamity, even if they don't believe that they have done something wrong, because after all, we're all sinners. None of us are perfect. So we should always look at a situation with humility. And that's even if we don't think that we've done something specifically to bring upon ourselves the suffering that we're experiencing. We should still approach it with humility, realizing that we're all sinners, that all of our righteousness is like a filthy rag. So now in Job chapter 34, verses 31 through 32, Elihu is teaching Job how men should address God, and it says, For has any said to God, I am guilty, but I will not offend anymore? Teach me that which I don't see. If I have done iniquity, I won't do it anymore. In that spirit of humility, not in that spirit of defiance. I haven't done anything wrong. If I've done something wrong, show me. No, not in that way. Teach me, O Lord, that which I don't see. I know that I could have some hidden sins. If I've done iniquity, I will do it no more. Please, God, show me my sin. And then the fourth thing Elihu does is he leaves the matter to Job's own conscience and concludes with a sharp reproof of Job for his irreverent behavior and discontent. This is in Job chapter 34 and verses 33 through 37. And this is extremely interesting how God inspired this to be written. So please pay close attention here. This is in Job chapter 34 and verses 33 through 37. And here Elihu is leaving the matter to Job's own conscience. And then we're going to see that he concludes with a sharp reproof of Job for his irreverent behavior and discontent. First, he's leaving it to Job's own conscience. And he says, "Should it be according to your mind? God will recompense it. Now, whether you choose to refuse or accept God's recompense, that's up to you, not me. Therefore, speak what you know. Let men of understanding tell me, and let a wise man listen to me. Job has spoken without knowledge, and his words were without wisdom. My desire is that Job may be tried to the end because of his answers for wicked men." And what he's saying here is that Job put God on trial. And Job said, "I want God to speak with me face to face. And if God won't speak to me face to face, then at least send a human representative here." Well, the human representative was Elihu. And Elihu was in Job's face. And God is going to speak after this. But it's only going to be after Elihu gets finished whipping his butt a little bit. And so Elihu is saying, "My desire is that Job may be tried to the end." And Job will be tried to the end because, again, after Elihu gets finished with him, then God's going to take over. In verse 37, "For Job adds rebellion to his sin." So for anybody who's ever read the book of Job before and you've said, "No, Job didn't sin." Well, I'm sorry, that's not what the scripture says. The scripture says, "For Job sinned," and not only that, he's adding rebellion to his sin. "He claps his hands among us and multiplies his words against God because he justified himself rather than God." That was his sin. And now he's adding rebellion to it by saying that God has done him wrong. Now, verse 33 really deserves some more attention. It says, "Should it be according to your mind? God will recompense it." What does that mean? What it means, where it says, "Should it be according to your mind," is we are ready to think that everything that concerns us should be just as we would have it. That's what that statement means, as Elihu was asking Job, "Should it be according to your mind?" In other words, Job, do you think that everything that concerns you should be just as you would have it? But Elihu here shows that it's absurd and unreasonable to expect that everything should be according to our mind, because God will recompense. Now, what does that mean, that God will recompense? Well, that should make us think about Romans chapter 9. So let's turn over to Romans chapter 9, and we'll read verses 20 through 21. This is Paul speaking, and he's talking about how God is working with Israel, how he chose them first, but then because they refused the Messiah, he put them away, and then the Gentiles have come in. But he says, in due time, after the time of the Gentiles, he's going to bring Israel back in so that everybody can be saved. So in that light, he's saying, "Who are you to reply against God? Will the thing formed say to him who formed it, 'Why did you make me like this?' Doesn't the potter have a right over the clay to make from the same lump one part for a vessel of honor and another for dishonor?" And continuing the same thought in Romans chapter 11 now, in verses 33 through 36. This is Romans chapter 11 in verses 33 through 36. "Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgment and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Or who has first given to him that God must repay? By him and through him and to him are all things. To God be the glory forever. Amen." So Elihu here speaks with great deference to the divine will and wisdom. It is highly fit that everything should be according to God's mind. Job was saying that everything should be according to his mind, by his words and his actions. That's what he was saying. But Elihu is saying, should everything be according to your mind, Job? No, God will recompense. Everything will be according to God's mind. You can't instruct God. You can't be his counselor. You don't even know God's mind. It is past finding out his ways and his judgments. So it is highly fit that everything should be according to God's mind. So this is how Elihu specifically showed Job that he had sinned by justifying himself rather than God. And he did this in four ways. First, Elihu charged Job with accusing God of acting unrighteously and then showing him it was impossible for that to happen. Number two, Elihu extolled the virtues of God. Number three, Elihu taught Job how he should have addressed God. And number four, Elihu left the matter to Job's own conscience and then concluded with a sharp reproof of Job for his irreverent behavior and discontent. And one thing that's interesting is that Elihu has been speaking for quite a while here, and Job has not responded, not one time yet. Now let's see if he's going to respond in the future. We'll check that out in our next programs. But thank you for joining me on this program, and may God be in you. Before you go, please let me make a special announcement. Currently, we meet every Saturday in various people's homes. We plan to continue that most of the time. But since we are also planning to expand our ministry, we are looking for a, quote, permanent place, unquote, to meet so that we can be of greater service to the community. For instance, we would like to invite more people to Bible studies. We would like to conduct our free seminars more frequently. We would like to distribute food to the hungry, collect clothes and school supplies for the Tumaini Community Orphan School that we support in Kenya, Africa, and on and on. So if you have an available facility or know of an available facility, such as a church, a school, or a storefront, that can accommodate about 50 people for a couple of hours on a Saturday, then please call Glenn Williams at 404-412-0032, or you can send him an email at information@christianambassadors.org. Again, the phone number is 404-412-0032, and the email address is information@christianambassadors.org. Your service will be greatly appreciated, and we thank you in advance in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.